Okay, now a warning that our next story may not be appropriate for all ears. This winter, some kindergartners in a classroom in rural Wyoming complained about being inappropriately touched by a classmate. The community remains at a loss on how to handle the situation. Student-on-student abuse is an issue many schools across the country are facing more frequently. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards has this report.
A few years ago, Tina and her husband, Adam, bought a home just outside Guernsey, Wyoming, population 1,100, with plans to raise a family there. We're not using their full names in this story to protect children's identities.
We transferred with the railroad so that we could be closer to family and live in a rural community, a small community that was better to raise kids in.
They enrolled their daughter in kindergarten, and she excelled. But a few months ago, Tina says her daughter told her that she was inappropriately touched by a classmate.
She did request that this boy be moved from her because he had been touching her butt.
Most people think it's adults who abuse children in schools, but actually, according to a recent report by the Associated Press, children are 7 times more likely to be assaulted by another kid on school grounds than a grown-up. It wasn't something Tina had ever considered. But immediately, she and her husband went to talk to the superintendent. Turns out the teacher did move the boy, but didn't inform Tina and Adam when she did it, days before. The superintendent says the behavior was just kids being kids, not sexual. Soon after, other parents came forward, saying the same child had exposed himself on the playground and it was caught on a security camera. Now Tina knew to ask her daughter questions.
In the end, there was another incident of even a more sexual nature that happened on the playground, but off camera.
Tina says her daughter told her the boy had intimately touched her genitals. Tina and Adam went back to the superintendent. The school contacted the police and the Wyoming Department of Family Services, and the child was removed from the classroom. But a couple weeks later, he was back in class. He had an adult assistant with him at all times, but Tina felt it was too early since the investigation was still ongoing. The school asked her not to discuss the incidents with other parents to protect the accused child's privacy.
If a child gets licensed school, we're notified immediately that day, and a note is sent home that day. If a child is sexually abused at school, we can't tell anybody anything. That does not seem right.
Tina and her husband have taken their daughter out of school. So have two other families.
What the problem is that these policies are not written for kindergartners. These policies are definitely for an older generation that can fill out their own complaint forms, that can name witnesses and the amount of times this has happened.
Now Tina has filed a Title IX complaint with the U.S. Department of Education. That's the law that says schools must respond promptly to sexual assaults in school and offer short-term solutions until a case is resolved. Mike Beard, the superintendent for the school district, says offering Title IX protections isn't easy.
It's a fine line we walk because it is a confidentiality and it pertains to all students.
Beard says he couldn't discuss the kindergarten incident specifically, but he did agree that the school's policies are geared more towards older kids. And he says the school does its best to communicate openly with parents.
We're bound by privacy and issues with students and adults. That comes across as lack of compassion, and that's not the case at all. Sometimes we have to just be factual, and unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
It's kind of a pick-up and drop-off system.
That's Jennifer Davis with the Wyoming Children's Trust Fund, a group that advocates for issues that affect kids.
We don't do a great job engaging parents in that system and having them at the table, having their voice at the table, really establishing a relationship.
Davis says more communication would help prevent incidents like the one in Guernsey from happening in the first place. Part of that is getting educators trained to spot children with sexual behavior problems and to get them the help they need.
We really need to have all of our educators at all levels in our schools knowing what trauma-informed practices look like and evaluating that. Looking at these children who are expressing behavior issues, we have to get to the whys.
But Davis says it's not likely Wyoming will mandate trauma-informed training or age-appropriate sexual assault policies anytime soon, the way many other states are starting to.
When we push mandates down from the top, we get a lot of pushback then at your local level. When we push things up from the bottom, then sometimes there's resistance at the top. So in my opinion, I think we need to come to that middle ground.
Guernsey mom Tina says it's been confusing for the whole community.
Very mixed emotions for a parent to be upset with a child and also be worrying about him. And then your own child having to deal with this stuff with her. And it's kindergarten, for God's sake.
Tina says she doesn't know exactly when she'll feel safe enough to return her daughter to school. For Here and Now, I'm Melody Edwards.